Yo, thank you. Thank you, Tim. I'm excited. You made me nervous a little bit, but...
Don't be nervous.
I'm excited, but sitting down with you, and I just wanted to get a little chance to sit down and actually talk about the business that you do, because a lot of people get a chance to listen to on the radio, but people don't realize you do other work outside of that.
Yeah.
So let's sit back and see. Let's get the titles, because you're a radio host.
Yep. One-air personality, office manager, assistant, whatever you want to call it. I'm the one running around crazy. promotions assistant, like assistant board ops. I'm actually about to learn how to do certain stuff, like with certain programming, like the Steve Harvey Show, and
yeah,
how to time certain things out. I do production for commercials.
Yeah, I'll be listening to commercials.
But, like, sometimes I just do the production. Sometimes, like, Boogie does the voicing, and then I'll just...
Right.
Like, me and Nigel does. Nigel's really good at that. But, like, I'll be doing my little touches.
I listen to his podcast sometimes.
Yeah, New Wave is definitely dope.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I'm on the Bird Voice podcast every Tuesday on Blogger Dive Radio.
Right.
And I do hair on the side whenever I can.
Yeah.
At Lace Beauty Bar.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I remember...
That's crazy. I got a lot of chances that I've actually interacted with the people you've been around more than once.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I took the initiative to be like, I'm saying something now.
Mm-hmm.
So, with you being over, how do y'all mesh that all together? You work over at the, work at Lace the Pill, so...
Lace Beauty Bar.
Why am I saying appeal?
Because
they have the clothes.
Yeah, because it's the same person.
Yeah,
yep.
Like, that's what I'm like, damn.
Well, see, look at the marketing right there.
Yeah.
I was just like, same thing, kind of.
So how's that? Is that like a release for you when you go over and do all that?
It is.
From work? Yeah.
It really is, because, I don't know, it's just a different energy. Both of them are very, like, interactive with both. I just like being in both parts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you had to choose one over the other,
it would be...
Do you like the business?
Radio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you go? So how do you feel every time you get a chance to interview? Because right now, I'm telling you, I'm calm now. But that's because we got to talk before. But when you go about it, like, just knowing ahead of time. I know you put your research in, at least, to see what you're going to ask and what you're going to do. But
sometimes. It just depends on the person. If I know about them or if I'm a fan of who they are, then, like, I interviewed Wale, and
I
was a little nervous because it's Wale, and he has this reputation of being a diva sometimes.
Listen.
So, for us to interview, he's passed me the Patron bottle, and we're just talking about his Robert Morris days whenever he was over in Pittsburgh and Wild Moon Township.
Yeah.
It was just kind of dope. It was like, okay, relatable. But
right.
I prepared, but I feel like if I over-prepare, I don't feel as genuine about it.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be like a conversation between two people.
Yeah.
Kind of like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So I just don't like to... I don't know. If it's somebody I know about, I'll just know.
Yeah,
and
just
go
talk.
Off of that.
Go with the flow. Yeah, I try to explain someone because they're sitting there trying to talk to me about, do you write down questions? I never write questions down.
Really?
I don't. If I do, it's on some just to remind myself to ask the person that. But 9 times out of 10.
It might be a question or two.
Wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for the most part, like I said, I want it to be a conversation because you never really know what you could think of while you're just speaking freely.
Right.
So, but that's interesting. Then how'd you get your niche? Because you're from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you get your start into going towards entertainment?
So I was that weird kid who used to, like, fall asleep to the radio with the headphones on. Like, I was well acclimated with Whammo. Like, it's just been a staple in the city.
Right.
And I've always been into hip-hop. So, like, not too many girls between 11 and 13 was falling asleep to mixtapes, real-life mixtapes. One side was No Limit, Master P, me and X, Mr. Cool.
Yeah,
and then the other side was like Busta Rhymes, Onyx.
That's funny.
Noriega, Cormega. Like, so it was just a variation of both. So,
right.
Like, it started there, and then hip hop magazines were, where was that? 96 was a big year.
Yeah.
For me. Now, that time
so
I was
funny.
10. But I remember everything, and for real, 96 was a big year in hip-hop.
Yeah, you made me keep... I'm sorry for... I was listening to Joe before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And on that one song, he said, 69 was a very good... That's what every time you keep saying 96 was... Yeah.
It was. It's just... I mean, because it was just so rich in the culture, and that's when everybody was eating.
Here in the city?
No, just in the music. Just the music was just, like, it was right in that perfect trend. I call it the perfect transition. It's an intermingling transition, because at that point in time, we still had R&B. R&B was still, when rhythm and blues was doing it, Motown and all the other stuff. And even though they were talking about the same stuff, it was worded differently, it still had the reflection of love and, you know, respect. You had some misogyny going on.
Yeah.
But it was like, that was the rap. It was just, it was separate. Now we got Trey Songz, Chris Brown, Drake.
I be hoping like, that they...
But they blend, but it's all together.
Yeah.
So we have rap lyrics with R&B sound.
Right.
So, but it took something out of the R&B, and now we have to deal with... We now it's classified as neo-soul.
Yeah.
Now it's not R&B anymore. It's just, like, evolved into something else. And, I mean, but that's music and its evolution, and that's what always kept me interested. But just so, just to... be around for the like the true uprising of hip hop, like the pivotal moments, like when Bad Boy and was at the top, Shiny Suits was just,
it took me a while, because by the time I started listening to music, my mom was always in the neo soul, so I never got that chance. But now I'm older and I feel like I go back to older music before I get a chance to listen to new music. I force myself to go out my way, just because I said I don't want to be lost with the times when it comes to music. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to listen to music that's going to tell me, oh, you know what, FM, go get you a new one. No, I don't want to.
It's like whenever you're in that moment, like those are just moments. It's the moment songs. So it's just like they're just emotion at for the moment songs. Like maybe it's for that moment.
Right.
Just but we. That's just how music is. So how I got to this point was I wanted to write for XXL.
Good.
That's what I wanted to do.
Good luck.
That never happened as of yet. It's never too late.
Good luck.
And it'll happen eventually. Like I still have like the devil in writing and stuff like that. I don't do it as much as I like to. But
right.
A really good friend of mine, my best friend Lita, one of my best friends, she always said I should be on radio, and I hated my voice. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be on it. No, I just want to be behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you know, you would kill. Fast forward to 10 years, maybe later.
That's some work for you right there.
Yeah, because I was definitely just working. Just like I worked at David's. I worked at every Pittsburgh person works at UPMC at one point. I
swear. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Like, so, yeah.
That was the longest run when I was there in 2010. I said, I can't be here no more.
2000, yep. PNC. I didn't do PNC. I did Citizens Bank.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was doing Citizens, before I did Citizens, like, I was staying with my cousin for, like, 5 years.
Right.
Because I moved out early. And I look back and I do think that I probably moved out too soon. And it was only because I just wanted to be grown. Like, I had two jobs. I was going to CCAC. I was doing all
right. Right.
But I just wasn't mentally ready. So, if you have the opportunity to go back home and stay,
I want to. I like, tell my brother all the time. Like, you're at home.
Take advantage of
it. Yeah, like, save this your is money. Your chance. You don't got nothing else you're doing. Save
contribute
your money.
To the household.
Yeah.
And save your money. Just stack and save. Just stack and save.
It's work.
So, like, and people think that, you know, if you go back home, or that it's
bad, like you,
it's not.
No, I said, man, you better. Every time I get a piece, I end up losing a piece, and I gotta get back more pieces that I just lost the one. Like, so if I could go back home, that would be perfect. Like,
yeah,
let me just.
You'd be like, I could just stay for a few months.
Yeah,
stack the cheese, get back out there. So I mean, that's how I really came into being. It's just that I was always into music, always into hip hop. Angie Martinez, between Angie Martinez and Oprah. Like, they were my go-to, so, I mean, that's how that happened.
What else are you planning to do with yourself, at least here in the city? How do you plan to, like, as you keep evolving with your business?
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm, like, still trying to figure it out.
You're in a transition stage.
Yeah, and I hate transition stage.
No, yeah, because I just argued with someone. I said, I'm being forced now. This is my final year at school. And the way retail works, the only reason why I went back to school was because they wouldn't allow me to move up in my position because I had to have that piece of paper. But then it throws things off now because no matter what now, because of me receiving that piece of paper this year, I can't go back to entry-level jobs if I work retail. I have to go for a bigger job. But even with me going for a bigger job, they still got to take the chance that I got to come in at an entry. So now I'm overqualified for the work I just went to school for.
So it's always a thing to catch. Always when I'm off of personality. That's all. Like, if it's like that, but then it's like if you got, I don't know, it's a gamble.
It's a headache with yourself. Argue with yourself about transitioning.
It is.
The change, the let go.
You just have to have faith. Literally, like, you just have to just, like, literally talk about it, be open and listen, and just kind of go out your own way. It's really hard to move aside. Like, move your situation, like, yourself aside to see and oversee what the bigger picture could possibly be. Because you don't even know what the bigger picture is, but you know that there's more out there. So you have to literally, like, if I could personally pick myself up and move myself to the side, but had still a being right here, it would be like, oh, okay. So this is what I'm not seeing, or this is what I'm not doing. And but when you kind of do that mentally, that's when it just comes to you. That's just God talking to you. That's your inner God just manifesting and just like, okay, so it's time to do this. When you like, people make it so hard because it's almost unfathomable to even do that. But when you realize that you have that type of power, there's nothing that you can't do. And that's when people, you have people like Serena Williams and Beyoncé's and not even the Obamas. And then just like Bill Gates. You have people who are, who live by the code of just being and just being one with the universe and just putting out positive energy and just removing yourself from yourself.
And that, and see, that's the whole purpose of the blog. Like I said, I can't get the family aspect here. I'm going to create it. And 9 times out of 10, like I said, there's only 11% of the city is black. We all know each other. We're all doing something. We're all, there's no reason why we can't all build each other up. And I know at times, you know, there's always going to be someone who doesn't agree what you're trying to do, but at least have enough respect to be on, be supportive before you're negative. Because just because you feel like you can't do it, that's not a reason why you should tell the other person they can't do it.
Exactly.
So it's like a play on play. There's a lot of indirect actions and indirect notions that end up taking place, and people don't realize that it forces people into paths that they wasn't even attempting to go on. But you gotta be for sure yourself and take that.
Don't mind me, I'm just texting her. Business. Ask her if she wants something to eat.
As you should. I'm taking mine to go.
I'm listening. But it's just, I don't know. It's, you can tell people, you can lead them to drink, but they're not obligated to drink it. If they don't want to, or if they don't see, it's the same thing. Somebody saying, I don't like water, I only drink rosé blanc. Okay, well, we only have water here. You can take this water or you could not. It's totally up to you, but I'm gonna go ahead and leave this water here for you.
Swear
I'm gonna walk
to goodness
away, and you can
I
do whatever
said
you
that
want
to my
it.
Kids today. I said this isn't a restaurant. You thought we was at the restaurant. No, there's water, and if you was really thirsty, you would have drunk it. That means you wasn't thirsty, you're just drinking a drink. Have a seat, relax. We're all here. Let's do this together.
That's it. So, I mean, I have a conversation at least once a week with people who are in the studio next door working with Mike Tomlin, the producer, not the coach. And
Tomlin's a good producer.
He's
great. I love when he be singing.
He's great.
I love when he be
singing.
He's
definitely a dope. So he's good at what he does. And he knows, he listens. But, like, there's people all the time, y'all don't be showing love, y'all don't put that song on the radio, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what buzz do you have anywhere else other than your cousin Boo Boo and them? And the suits right here
but
in the studio
real.
With you.
But for
it
real.
Would make us be like, we're breaking this record. It's just so hot. Like, you don't come up here, you never introduce yourself to nobody. You stay over here. But you don't but it's your mentality. Yeah. You don't think that you can do that, so you don't do it.
I swear.
That's not our fault, because no radio station, just because we're an urban radio station, the only one here, does not mean that we're going out to scrub for talent and people to play, because we don't need to. There's 30 songs from the top 30 that people obviously want to listen to.
Yeah, I was about to say, man.
That's why you hear Migos and Cardi.
Unfortunately, but that it is what it is. Their worth ethic, they're putting their worth ethic behind the business that they're doing.
They're within the top 10.
Yeah.
Anything in the top 10, top 5 gets played at the top of the hour. When you start to tell people that, they're like, then it's just like, yeah, we're not just picking these songs just because we just want to pick them to get on your nerves. Like, we have to pick them because that's the spins, because they're remaining at the top.
Yeah.
Y'all like these songs.
People disregard it.
The radio isn't really formatted for you to listen 4 hours straight. If you're listening to 4 hours straight, we're thankful.
Yeah.
But you're going to get irritated because you're going to hear those same songs over again.
Yeah.
Like, the radio is formatted for you to be in your car, cleaning up, like, in and out of somewhere. That's it. Advertisements.
People, well, that's because of the generation. They want everything instant right now.
And it's like, so the benefit of terrestrial radio, that's what we are, is local advertising. So you want to listen to us, know what's going on. Maybe you didn't know Jeezy was coming.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't know the Mattress Discounters was having a sale. Maybe you didn't know the Macy's One Day Sale was going on. Maybe because you're streaming. I listen to The Breakfast Club every morning before I get in my car, and I listen to Steve Harvey. But I'm listening to New York advertisement that doesn't have shit to do with me. Yeah. The craziest thing is Dougie Fresh has the best Christmas commercial for his store.
I wouldn't have thought that.
But I'm here. But if I was in New York at Christmas time, I would be going to his store. But that's how advertising works.
Yeah.
His jingle's hot.
That's like, crazy.
So, I mean.
Yeah. How long you been at WAMA though?
It'll be 2 years, more
two
seven.
2 years, 2 years. So you came in during the round. So when I first heard WAMA, I heard it when it was Mike D, DJ Q,
yeah,
J. Cruz.
Mike Jax.
Mike Jax.
I say J. Cruz is down in Houston.
Yeah, look, and that's how you can see I listen to things outside.
Right.
But I'm not here listening. But yeah, and I was listening to that because at the time, that was when my mom used to work for Electra Records and Atlantic Records. Mm-hmm. So she did some marketing with WAMA. But then my stepdad had his own actual magazine and television show that used to come on CW, Underground Hip Hop.
I think I vaguely remember that. Was it like a talk show?
Yeah, talk show. Late night. Mm-hmm. Late night talk show. So that was his whole thing. So it's like I was always around it, but it wasn't never, I don't know. Music just started evolving, but I think my mom just was the one that got me into it. That's what made me be on some. Let me reach out, because I said I like personality is everything, and I fudge with your personality.
You good,
and
girl.
It keeps it interesting.
I didn't say shit several times.
Look, because there's be sometimes I get on the radio and I'll end up switching over because I say, yeah, I do be want to hear people gossip and listen, but if I'm not engaged and you're not engaged, you're not excited, why would I be excited? Now I want to switch up.
Yeah. I'd be trying to be excited.
Yeah, because you just talk about stuff. You just talk about a lot of things.
I've tried to, and it's like each year it goes a little bit. Like, well, each time I get on the air, it's like I have to push the envelope more. And I definitely listen to Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
And I read his book, and I like.
How is it?
It's a great book.
Yeah.
It's not just for people to work in radio, but of course, more interested. But it's a great book.
Yeah.
So, it's just he's not scared to push the envelope when there's social injustices, and a lot of times we do get faulted at the station for not speaking on those social injustices, such as the Bisa Milano's incident or Trump is a tricky issue because it's politics.
Yeah,
and on radio you don't know which advertisers is really supporting who, and
exactly,
and they'll be mad. You might lose your job or get suspended,
right?
Because if it's a big account,
it's politicking is
right. So you just don't want to, but I'm still learning how to on FCC regulated radio. Now, when I bring my podcast back, I'm saying whatever I want to.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm on the air, it's a really a talent and really a art of finessing and inviting the audience to participate more. Y'all can give y'all views.
Yeah. I was about to say, because a lot of times y'all end up being like, let's
say,
call in.
Whenever I say, call me, if you want to have something to say on it, don't let me call. But that's not my fault, because I invite the conversation to happen. So it's just like, at some point in time, somebody's going to call.
Right.
And like, it might be the time of day, just might, you never know, but... Yeah.
You still are reaching, and I expect that much, because not a lot of times people end up going into, let's just stick to music.
Let's just stick to positive. Branch out. Let's just keep up.
Branch out. Because sometimes you gotta send that little wave out to put a bug in your ear, because every day people are talking about it, so why not voice it so everybody else can really hear the opinions of how we should move or not move about this. It's better to hear solutions than to just talk quietly about the issues.
Yeah, and just to bring awareness of it, because I was just like, on some of my coffee, some guanos.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I know it's the Hills Pizza Shop.
Yeah,
I'm like, so they generate off so much money.
Man.
And although, there's like I said, three sides of the story. I don't know what she did. It sounds like she was kind of being a rebel.
Yeah.
It sounds like she wasn't. I mean, he asked her to leave. She didn't leave.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about that. Because at no time do you have a right to put your hand on
her. Yeah, not like that.
It was literally do the right thing. Sounds pizzeria all over again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if they burn that bitch down.
It's like that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Because it was just like, damn.
It was intense. Because from the little bit that, like I said, that I did get from it, it ended up being like... Okay, she got smart mouth, so that made you feel like you should get smart.
This is the thing, his culture, though, and I was just talking to somebody about that on Instagram, because he commented, it's just like, he's not from here, he's from Romania.
True.
Women don't talk that.
Yeah.
Women are very docile.
Yeah.
And that's not accepted at all. So when she wasn't with it, that's why he kept repeating himself. Please, like I ask you, please. But he's trying to murder her.
Yeah.
Because in the sense of it, but in his head, it's kind of justified. Because if they were over there, she would have been choked out and got her ass booked.
And they would have walked left
and
her ass.
And they would have just left her ass in the street and walked away.
That's it.
And she probably would have got charged or something like that. But like, that would have happened back then. It's just, that's just not accepted here.
Yeah.
So, and there's not a reason for him to do that. I said, but that's what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And it's making everything okay.
Yeah.
And it's just where
it gave a little. I said, when I first seen Obama running, I said, yo, there's someone black going running. Man, he got my vote. The second time I voted for him on the shrimp that I wanted him to beat her. But I said, they paid his way. The Hispanics paid his way. The LGBT community paid his way. So now all those years, all you kept seeing on TV was Hispanics and LGBT.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Then soon as Trump got into the office, I said, it's already uneasy. Mm. We're already uneasy. And then he started being so opinionated. He started being like, on social media. It's like now everybody's in it. I said, why can't
so
we
now
just...
So we have to explain to our kids about the LGBTQ community. We have to explain
my
to them.
My daughter just asked me. She said, I didn't know so-and-so what, like girls. She came over with her girlfriend. I said, who did that? Are you sure? I said, listen, let's wait till your sister leaves the room. Listen, that's what she likes. I don't know. She's young. Like,
I can't explain
things,
it. I don't know.
Things happen. Because I still remember the first time there was some type of trans thing going on over on the south side. They always do this. They shut down the whole south side works. And everyone comes in, guys dressed like girls. And then there's people who are physically head to sex change. Like, and it's just shut down. I had to explain to my daughter. I said, we can't come over here on these days. Because I don't know how to explain to her that it's not wrong, but it's not right. It's like...
It's the preference.
Yeah.
It's what you want.
I said, I can't explain. I said, if I tell you how I feel, this is my opinion. But then... I know what's right.
I feel like with the generation that's coming up who are witnessing all of this, I feel like that they just might have a better concept. They might actually have a better concept than a lot of previous generations of acceptance.
Yeah.
Because everything is now front and center with the thing.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I was being sensitive then.
And we have to get over sensitivity.
Yeah, because I know someone said, when the LGBT people...
Don't forget the Q.
The Qs, them too. When it was like, oh, we feel your struggle. Like, we've been turned away for so much because of our choice and actions. I said, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I'm getting turned away because of my color. I can't change that. Mm-hmm. You're getting turned away because of your choice.
Some choices, sometimes.
Yeah, true, because sometimes it becomes so mental.
Sometimes that's just, like, I feel like there's different degrees in everything. Yes. It's like there's light-skinned black people, there's dark-skinned black people, there's light-skinned, fair-skinned.
There's a nigga in every race.
Right, but just like we have our variations in our color, and we go with the dark versus the light-skinned, they got some issues over there, too, and I feel like there's different variations. You got people who didn't choose that because they understand they're acceptable and they're not, that's not something that, that's not a,
right.
a deal breaker. So
yeah.
You didn't have, got tired of being treated wrong by men enough, and now you willing to try.
Yeah.
That's a choice, but you already had something over there that was going on.
Yeah, I remember the dude told me, he said, again, pussy ain't nothing. I just like niggas. I said, what? And I was trying so hard to understand it, but I couldn't wrap my head around it. But I said, I gotta respect it because you're still attractive men, but you like manly men.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you just be manly? I said, you know what? You're right.
We'll never understand it because we're not, it's the plight with everything.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying with this generation is that they might actually grasp that concept and run with it. Because I think if a lot of people would just think and understand that, it's okay if they're not like me. It's not okay if they don't believe in what I believe in.
Right.
Just as long as they're respectful. And it's about an understanding, too. Like, if you went through something in your life and I don't know.
Right.
But the way that you act towards me is unfavorable. But then I come to find out that you didn't have hella crazy shit happen to you in your childhood or just something that just kind of made you be this type of person. It's once you find that out about that person, you're like,
So I can respect that in that aspect because
that's why you're upset and miserable all the time. It's because you can't get over that.
Right.
And there's going to be healing for you, but that's not my job to heal you.
Right.
I just don't want to be treated like that.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, okay, we're not still going to treat me like that.
Yeah.
But now that I know, it's just like, I can't really blame you.
Yeah, the truth sets you free. The truth sets you free. Because at first you'll just be upset, bothered, irritated, but them emotions hold you. And then when you finally find the truth and you get that ease, you be like, well, now I got the choice. Before, mm-hmm. It was just, oh, you're just making me upset. Now
yeah.
I understand.
I'm reacting.
Yeah,
you're reacting.
Exactly.
Because I just think that you're a horrible person. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you've been through some shit. And it's just like,
okay.
I would be mad too. It's a certain thing.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I get it. But, that's that.
Yeah. For Pittsburgh, how's it been though? How do you want to transition to here in this city?
I don't know what the future holds, honestly, right now. I really don't. I'm just doing it on God's timing right now because
right.
I want to jump out the window bad. But I feel like somebody's just holding my foot. So it's just like there's obviously something I need to do here. And
you'll get it done.
Yeah, about to say whenever I feel like I can be free and I can go and move to New York finally and work for Complex or Double XL magazine, I'm gonna do that. I might be in my 40s.
So what?
But I'm gonna do
you
that
got the
shit.
Dead.
At least I'll have the experience, the knowledge, the know-how, the connections, the network.
You gotta live your best life while you're living it.
Right. There's a lot of things that come through Pittsburgh, and I'm just super blessed that I'm in a position to take advantage of them.
Right. Well, I'm thankful. I'm glad you took your time. I'm excited about this conversation.
Me too. It was a dope-ass conversation. Like, any time that I can help, I'm all about auras and energy and stuff like that.
Yes.
So if I see something, because I'm telling you, I'm weird. I'm very private.
No, but so, it's understandable. So, I feel like that's, if someone isn't like that, then it's like, hold on.
Yeah, I'd be like, what you want?
Yeah.
But after we talked, it was just like, yeah, why not? Like, why wouldn't I? Like,
I appreciate it.
My
I'm thankful and thank you so much.
You're very
and
welcome.
Then I'm gonna hit you up with the info after the fact.
Yeah, whenever.
Thanks.